This is West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Shanae. Now, what happens when a single comet makes you rethink everything, your career, your identity, even what success looks like? Well, that's exactly where comedian Lucy Porter found herself, and she joins me right now ahead of her show at Trinity Theater in Tummer Twells.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here because you are an exciting lady to really get to know.
Well, you're very kind to say so. Exciting isn't something I've been called for about 20 years, I don't think, but I'll definitely take it.
Speaking about exciting, your new show has sparked by YouTube, you know, that comment, that infamous comment. For those who don't know the story, what happened?
Oh, well, I mean, it was something and nothing really, but I just was doing a show called Celebrity Antiques Road Trip, which if your listeners haven't seen it, it's a wonderful show where you drive around and buy and sell antiques. And I did that show. And as always happens now, when something is broadcast, people like to get in touch and give you feedback, which is lovely. And some of the feedback is kinder than others. And there was one guy who just said, "Oh, it's such a shame to see Lucy Porter on television. She's really let herself go." And it really made me laugh. I just thought it's such a funny kind of old fashioned comment, isn't it? That, "Oh, she's let herself go." Because when you're young, if someone says you've let yourself go, it's a great thing. It's like, "Oh, you're dancing on a table, you're having the time of your life, you've let yourself go." And then when you get to my age, if someone says you've let yourself go, it kind of means something a little bit sadder and more depressing. But I just thought that the phrase just really appealed to me. I thought, well, because it's got that double meaning. So I called the show Let Yourself Go, because it's all about whether I have let myself go, whether I'm more relaxed and more comfortable in myself. You know, is that a good thing? I think it probably is. And it's just a show about having a good time, as all my shows are. Hopefully people leave feeling more positive and having let themselves go and laughed.
Talk about really turning things around. And that's exactly what you've done, because if it were me, I'm not so sure I'd be reacting the same way you have. So good on you. But you've been on shows like Moth the Week and Buzzcocks. Do you feel like you're performing a different version of yourself back then compared to now?
Oh my goodness, 100%. I mean, I think I am a totally different person. I do look back on my younger self and I think how exciting and wonderful it is to be young, but how terrifying and scary and difficult. And I am loving my 50s, even though my knees would tell a different story. The rest of me is I'm much more comfortable and much happier, I think, while I'm older. And now if I'm on TV, I think when I was young, I used to, you know, I was always thinking, "Oh, will there be producers watching? Will I get another job from this? Or, you know, will there be someone who fancies me and I'll end up meeting my future person or whatever?" And now I'm on telly and I've got a husband and family. I'm not looking out for anything. I'm not really, you know, ambitious or, you know, I still love my job and I love to do it, but I'm not maybe as sort of insecure and yearning as I used to be, I guess, in the olden days. So if you see me on Celebrity Antiques Road Trip, I think I'm very much a woman at ease with pottering around antique shops in South Wales and having some lovely cake. So I'm a much better version of myself now, I think.
Well, they call that refined close to it.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of people will know you from the shows like Q1 and What I Lied to You. It's quick, sharp, very witty. Is that what the audience would expect come when they see you live?
Yeah, I mean, I love doing things like, QI and What I Lied to You. It's because I think audiences are really intelligent and people love shows where they are learning something and there's a little bit of guesswork and an element of quiz. I am obsessed with quizzing and knowledge and facts. And one of the things that I do think is great about life is that, you know, every day is a school day and you learn something new every day. So I do try and pop some little quiz questions into my show and try and sort of appeal to people's intellect as well as, I mean, a lot of it is very silly and funny and nonsense, but there's a few slightly higher brow things in there as well, I would like to think.
Speaking of quizzing, you've been on Champion of Champions and Mastermind, which is no small thing. Is that completely different mindset to comedy? Are you thinking jokes in your head, or are you really serious?
Oh, I'm incredibly competitive. I mean, my family will tell you that I give no quarter when it comes to quizzing and games. I'm very serious, but it is kind of, in a way, it's the same mindset as comedy because comedy is all about sort of fast recall. So, you know, you think of something and then you have to say it and you have to kind of keep your mind whirring at 100 miles an hour. And, you know, if you're chatting to someone in the audience, you've got to try and think of something funny to say in response to what they say. And quizzing is the same, that you kind of have to use that fast recall part of your brain. And it is a part of my brain that is starting to dwindle slightly, I would say. I cannot always remember my own name or the names of my children or definitely my husband. So I think quizzing is really good for sort of keeping your faculties sharp.
I totally agree with you. On that note, you're a testament of about letting go and expectations, ambition, and control. Do you think that we spend too much time in our lives becoming who we think we should be rather than who we actually are?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I do think that one of the things about this show is that I feel like there is more pressure on people in terms of aging. And, you know, everything now is about self-improvement and you've got to be constantly striving to be the best version of yourself. And I sort of think that happens quite naturally. And I think we shouldn't get too hung up on, certainly on how we look and what we wear. Because I always get these emails saying things you must never wear as a woman over 50. And I'm like, please just stop. I will wear what I like as long as it's got pockets and comfortable. Then I'm very happy with all of that. So, yeah, I think there is definitely an argument that people should be kinder to themselves.
If you love yourself, why not be kind to yourself?
Yeah, exactly. You probably are the best version of yourself, even if you kind of don't always realize it. You know, we're all just trying to get through. And I mean, goodness knows at the moment, it's just getting through day-to-day life without losing it completely is hard, isn't it? Because we're bombarded with so much negativity and, you know, doom and gloom. And I just think trying to keep yourself active and laughing is sometimes the best that you can hope for. I mean, that's why I love doing live shows as well, because, you know, you spend all day with your social media pinging up, telling you how awful the world is. And then you go out and you're in a room full of lovely people having a great time and, you know, diverse, mixed crowds of lovely people, you know, from all walks of life. And, you know, I just think, actually, we live in a really nice country full of lovely people, and we should celebrate that a bit more than we do.
Before I let you go, for anyone listening here in Tumber Twelves, what can they expect that you will bring to the show, the Trinity Theatre, on the 30th of April?
Well, it is always a treat to be at the Trinity Theatre, and I have been there enough times now that I've already planned what I'm going to eat and which supermarket I'm going to go to get my little snacks and things like that. So I will be feeling very much at home. It's a gorgeous theatre space run by lovely people. So they can expect a little bit of silliness and some terrible old jokes and some very good new jokes and maybe some little props along the way, possibly even a song. I'm not going to give anything away too much, but it's a mixed bag.
They'll have to make sure they show up. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. I would love to see any of your gorgeous listeners. If they're as lovely as you, then I can't wait to see them.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you for a lovely interview.
That was Lucy Porter, and proof that sometimes letting go is exactly what brings us back to ourselves. Catch her live at the Trinity Theatre on the 30th of April. I'm Mona Chenet. This is West Kent Radio.